Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Joined us. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. And our topic for this week's show is being energetically healthy, how we can help you stay healthy in body, mind, and soul. For those of you who'd like to know who we are and read more about the work that we do, you can visit our website, www.kenpage.com.
In a way, we're like kids. We go out, and we get into some kind of energy, and we bring it home. And can we feel it? Now, all of you know by now, as you have sensed, energy that is old or energy that, I don't want to say negative necessarily, but it's different than who we are. It's out of vibration. And I want to tell you about this this fellow I seen about 10 years ago. And his family reacted to him almost violently when he came home. And I asked what he did. And he was an emergency doctor. So he would work for like 12 hours a day in the emergency room. And all the different traumas. Well, basically, he had it on him. Even though he had scrubs on, he had it on his skin, he had it on his hair, he had it on his body. And when he came home, they were repulsed by the projections that he had picked up during the day. So very simple thing. By him showering, he went home. He went right into the bathroom, he showered, he took his clothes, he put them in a plastic sack, and he washed himself, and there was no reaction. So basically, his family didn't have to respond to whatever he had seen during the day.
See, you don't have to be a doctor to be bringing stuff home. All of us, every day, we're in different environments, as Ken just said, different vibrations than what we are. Everything's energy. We are energy. Everything else is energy. By now, you've heard so many people explain what energy even means.
What if you just go to the mall, and you go to the mall, and you do some shopping, and you bring home the mall? Do you want the mall in your house? So there's all kinds of energies that we get on us that are just part of life, but we don't know when we've picked them up and what we're doing with them.
In our show, in other of our shows, we've talked about being in our own space, and we'll give you some additional helpful hints on how to be in your own space. But even regularly, in regular life, going on a bus, going on a commuter train, anything that you need to do, and so many people actually work in an environment that's full of stress because there's a job where there's maybe arguments or there's angry people, constant deadlines, long hours, really intense energy. And then they come home exhausted, and they want their families to meet and accept them as they are. Their family feels this different vibration and this different energy. Energetically, they've got stuff all over them when they come home. So as we just talked about, when you're exposed to highly charged energies, and highly charged energies is anything other than your norm.
It could be computers. It could be any kind of electrical equipment. It could be any kind of vibrations or waves. Or if we were in a radio station, it could be all kinds of vibrations that are a little different than our environment.
Okay. You could be on a bus and somebody is doing something that you don't like to someone else, or maybe they're saying something. Or even if you hear, you go, as Ken just said, a mall. What if you went to a concert and all you had all of that vibration? You're in a wonderful place. You're enjoying the music. But what about everything that's around you? So we think about that for just a moment, everything you do. So it's really important when you come back home that you shower and change your clothes because you want to always be energetically clean when you're interacting with others and with your family. It's going to make a big difference in how you are together. See, a lot of people will shower when they get up in the morning. But what they've done is they've taken their entire day to bed with them. They go to bed at night, and they're wearing everything that they've been exposed to during the day. You can still shower in the morning, but what we're suggesting is that in order for you to get a restful sleep, that you don't take your day to bed with you, that you shower or you bathe at least at night. Because in the next morning, if you didn't do that, you're going to wake up and you're going to feel exhausted. You're going to wonder why you didn't have a really good sleep. And it's because all of the energies that you had during the day stayed with you throughout your entire night, waiting for you to clean them off.
Now, immediately you're saying, oh, I can't do this because I have long hair, and I can't do this because I have to wash my hair, and I can't do this because it's too much trouble. All I'm asking you to do is just experiment. Try it for a week and see if things quiet down or things become more restful. You know, so many things are just the absolute basics. But somehow we get all wrapped up in all of the complicated, twisted things, and we don't remember about the basics.
And being energetically healthy, it is a basic. It's an absolute basic for you. When you're exposed to anything other than your own vibration, it's an energy. It's a foreign energy to you.
So what if you go ahead and try this and you say, okay, I'm going to take this shower and I'm just going to keep myself clear. But what if your partner doesn't? And what if your partner does any kind of job, and your partner brings all that energy home and brings all that energy to bed? Do you sense it when you're quiet? Now, this is when you drop your guard. This is when you go to rest. This is when you get into REM sleep. This is when you go into other realities. Do you sense that kind of energy and those projections? And do you then see pictures or get senses of what your partner has gone through?
So here's a question for you. If you do sleep with someone at night, do you want to hug every single thing that person has been through during the day? Are there people that person works with, that your partner works with during the day, that they don't like? Will you want to hug that other person? Because that's what you're doing. You're basically hugging all of the energies that your partner has been in during the day. So it's nice to be able to talk about this and to say, listen, we both need to clean ourselves because I don't want to take my day to bed. I want my day to be done. I want to have my restful time, and I want to be rid of all of the highly charged energy, the emotions, the feelings, the thoughts, the ideas, the judgments that I've been throughout the day.
Okay, Nancy says that really simple, but I also want to point out that 80% of our partners are not metaphysical or don't believe in what we believe in, so you can't even tell them. Now, some of the real obvious things is if our partner is an alcoholic or is in some kind of addictions, they're bringing that energy home to us, and pretty soon it starts beating us down or overwhelms us. So this is a really big a challenge to us to how to even be able to talk about that with some people. Right? Nancy? Okay, Nancy's going to give it back to me. So just remember that you've got to find yourself a way of keeping yourself clear. Now, the simple clearing technique is helps all the time, so we can offer that type of thing.
The clearing technique that we've discussed before is real, real simple. It has been around for so long. We've taught it to millions of people around the world, and they think it's so simple that they can't even do it. Remember what we've just been talking about. It's vital for you to change your clothes. You've got to do that at the end of every day, because they've absorbed energy. So it helps for that you don't mix the clothes that you take off with the rest of the clothes in your closet. So if you are, as Ken mentioned, there was an emergency room doctor, and maybe he doesn't always take off the clothes and wash them, but maybe there are certain things that he wears every day, and it's a uniform, or anybody who's in other uniform services, maybe their uniform that they just hang up and they wear it the next day. Just don't put it with your regular clothes, okay? Just put it someplace else. It's real simple. We're not going to give you something so complicated that you can't do this. All the things that we're working on are very, very simple. The next thing about people not paying attention to, and that could be your jewelry. It could be your glasses. How many people wear glasses every day? How many women out there wear jewelry every day? Or you wear rings, or you wear watches. Did you know that metal attracts and conducts energy? So normally, let's say you're wearing a watch, normally the energy moves down, out your hand, then moves around you. Well, what if you're wearing a watch that has built up a lot of energy? That can then block the energy flow, move the energy back up your arm, and then hurt your shoulder or your neck or even your back.
See, when you talk about watch, your ring will be much more severe than your watch, okay? Because energy is still going through your hand and your watch is around. But what happens when it gets to your fingers? And it actually will start, your energy is flowing out, but the energy in your ring is holding it, and you'll start to feel ache and start to feel pains. And where will you feel them? You'll feel them in your wrists and your hands. You'll start to feel them in your arms and your joints. So, you know, keeping yourself clear. And the other thing is, when we get, somebody gives us something, or we get an antique and we put it on, do we clean it? Do we keep it clear? And this starts to build up.
It's your intention that can clear your jewelry real simply. So, if you've got a ring that you've been wearing every day, when you're showering or when you're bathing, just slip your ring off and run it in the water, in the bath water or under the shower water, and just think clear. And then you can put it right back on again. So see how simple that is? It's your intention that's going to energetically clear all the energy from your rings. And you can do this with your glasses. Just take your glasses off your face, put them in the water, and say clear. Put them back on again. Any jewelry that you're wearing, especially if you wear it on a regular basis, just take it off, run it under some water, think clear. It is your intention that's going to energetically clear every piece of jewelry that you're wearing. Yes.
Now, I know some people, and I've worked with them in the past, that had diamond earrings, and they've never took them off. And pretty soon they started getting earaches or headaches. Did the diamond start picking up a little residue, a little bit of energy? I don't care how small you say it is, but every day it picks up a little more and a little more, and pretty soon your earrings are a different vibration than your body. So they're not in alignment with your body, and they start causing residue or interference in our mind. So it just takes a moment, and what you might want to do with your jewelry, with earrings, they might be a little more challenging to get off. You might want to just clean them every 2 or 3 days. Just when you start sensing something, try to clear that you're sensing first before you look at something else.
Anything with any type of metal, it's going to buffer energy until it's full. That's what it's going to do, whether it's a watch or a ring or your earrings or your necklaces or your glasses. It's got metal in it. It's going to buffer energy. And then it's going to reverse the energy, and it's going to send the energy back out to us. So what we don't want to happen to you is that all of the energetics in your jewelry or in anything that you wear on a regular basis is going to come back and hurt you. This whole show is about you being energetically clear. And the same thing is true now for leather belts. Leather's organic. It was alive once. So it picks up a lot of energy. So when you're strapping on an old belt, are you also strapping on all of the energy of every single time that you've ever worn it? I had a woman that I worked with in session that wore a leather belt around her hips because all of the jeans and everything that she wore were hip huggers. And every day she liked this very fancy belt. It had pretty stones in it and was leather. And she put it on every day, or at least 4 or 5 times a week, and she wore it. And she started having pains in her kidneys and pains in her female organs, and she couldn't figure out what was going on. And she was literally strapping the energy of everything she'd been through, all of the different substances around her body every single day.
You think 5 years you have a belt, or 7 years. I had this one person that had a belt for 15 years, and he wore it every day. Can you imagine the energetics that belt has picked up? When I went around to the, it was a workshop, and we asked to have somebody had an old belt, and we went around. People could not even get close to it because it was so intense.
You might not recognize it yourself, but somebody else, if you say, just feel this belt, they'll recognize it because it's going to feel like it's vibrating. So there's a real simple method to clear your leather belts and leather items. You know, we're not asking you to get paranoid, not at all. These are real simple things, and we just want to make sure that the energy that you're clearing is something that you just don't want anymore. Okay, this energy can be detrimental to you because it can begin to affect your physical body, which in turn, your emotions and everything else right on down the line will be affected. So don't get paranoid about this stuff. It's real simple. You just have to think clear. It's always your intention that's going to do it. Now, for women, you're going to use your left hand as your clearing hand or your pulling hand. We say we're going to pull the energy out of whatever we're clearing, but you can just call it your clearing hand. For men, your clearing hand is going to be your right hand. What you're going to want to make sure you're doing is that you're going to keep the energy that you're clearing with your hand. You want to make sure the energy doesn't go anywhere above your elbow. So now if you have to remember this for a while, you can take a rubber band, or ladies, you can put a hair tie just below your elbow. And ladies, you're going to use your left hand, and you're going to run it down your belt. Hold the belt buckle in your right hand. This is for the women. Hold the belt buckle in your right hand. Take your left hand, put it at the top of the belt. Run your hand all the way down. Grab the belt and just think clear as you run your hand all the way down the belt. And your hand's going to feel the energy. It's going to feel sticky. It's going to feel heavy. Rinse your hand under water. Put your hand back at the top of the belt, buckle again. Run it all the way down the belt again and think clear. You're still going to find more energy. And do that until your hand feels okay.
And when you're doing that, you might do that for 6 or 7 times and then go wash your hand, dry your hand, and then do it again until you feel nothing from your belt.
That your belt feels absolutely quiet. Now, men, you're going to hold the belt buckle with your left hand, and you're going to clear your leather belts with your right hand. And just keep running your hand down that belt as many times as you need to. Rinse your hand, dry it, do it again. Start back up at the belt buckle. Put your hand all the way down your belt, okay, until it's quiet.
Now, what are other things that could be charged? Could it be your wallet? Now, think about that. Here you've had a wallet. Most of us have my wallets I keep for a year before I try to find another one just like it, and then I let it go. But think about it. We've had a wallet for 2 or 3 years. What kind of charge has been around your wallet and money and credit cards and all the different things that you've had to put into energy that you put into your wallet?
And sometimes it can be a charge just trying to replace your wallet if it's one that you've gotten really comfortable with and it fits in all your purses or it fits in your pants pockets exactly the way you want it. You've now sat on it. It's gotten flattened. It's just really comfortable. Start off with a new one and try to do that. It doesn't always work. So we tend to want to keep our wallets a little bit longer than a lot of our other possessions and purses for ladies. So you can clear them in the same way. Release all of the energy and all of the charges that have been picked up, especially if you've carried something for quite a while. Clear any leather item, just like you did the belt.
Okay, the other thing is we could get to the shoes. Why don't you read that part, honey?
Well, as we just talked about with wallets and with belts and with purses, the same is true for shoes. So if you rotate your leather belts and you rotate your shoes, it's going to allow the leather to energetically release some of the charges picked up, but you can also use your hand and just move it over your shoes or move it over your belts or move it over your anything that you have that's leather and clear it exactly the same way.
And what I do is I try to buy cloth belts. And that way it doesn't pick up the energy as much.
Especially when we're working and doing sessions.
Yeah. The cloth or that kind of material that doesn't pick up the material. Remember, leather and down pillows, different things pick up energy differently because it was once alive.
See, it's not easy to clean a down pillow or a feather pillow or a comforter, you know, because those were all alive at once. They all have feathers. It's not, you can do a lot of things to try to clear it, and unfortunately we have found there's a lot of energetic buzz that stays with pillows from the thoughts and patterns of dreams and the thoughts and patterns of pillow talk and the thoughts and patterns of everything else. So for us, we don't always use expensive pillows because they gather energy, and as much as you attempt to clear feather or down, it's going to be very, very challenging for you.
Well, we accidentally one time, I used them in my work. Somebody brought them to me. I didn't realize. And I could not clear them. I had them. I took them to the cleaners. I put them in the sun. Good. But I could not clear them. Just think about it. Have a pillow for 7 years, and everything that goes on in your mind is in the pillow. So sometimes what we do is we'll just have to go ahead and replace them.
But you can use pillow slips and zippered hypoallergenic covers and other pillowcases to attempt to get a better night's sleep. Okay? So we're going to give you some more helpful hints on being energetically clear. We're going to talk about a lot more about how you can stay healthy in your body. Stay tuned right here to The Way It Works on HealthyLife.net for our next segment.
Now we'll be right back. We're just going to take a short break.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319. HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about being energetically clear, and we want to just continue on to that. We, first of all, we want to talk about crystals, and I'll have Nancy go into that. And then we want to talk about one of the most charged things that we had felt in a long time.
Well, earlier we were talking about the pillows and getting restful sleep, other things in our home that we can keep energetically clear. A lot of people have crystals and stones in their house. And crystals not only pick up, but they transmute energy. So lots of people, we have crystals in our own house, and a lot of people, especially healers, will have crystals in their healing rooms or throughout their homes. If you're not cleaning your crystals at least once a week, they're going to begin to give off an energy that they've picked up over time.
Remember, they absorb. So they take on, they absorb until they absorb too much, and then they start radiating outwards.
The environment all around all those crystals could begin to feel really chaotic when that happens, especially if you've got a lot of different crystals and you have them all in the same area. Then the energy that the crystals are now exhibiting or that they're putting out could begin to get chaotic. So you may want to just keep a few crystals in your bedroom, if that's where you've got some. You may want to keep only a few crystals in a healing room or wherever you're doing massage work, because they will begin to feed off of each other, and crystals radiate to each other, they literally talk to each other, and all of that energy can become quite overwhelming. It's so simple to do it, though. You don't have to go through the whole process of using salt water or burying your crystals or putting them out in the sun. All you got to do is rinse them off. Just pick up a crystal, gather them all up once a week when you're washing your bathroom, for example. Take some crystals, run them under clear water, set them on a towel. When you're running them under clear water, you just think clear. Remember, it's your intention, again, that works. Now, we like to also, if it's a nice sunny day, and we're washing all the crystals, including all the big, big ones in our home, we run them under water. We might sit them out in the sun for a little bit. That helps to help clear a crystal if you want to do that.
Well,
but it's not necessary that sunlight is there. It's not necessary that you use salt water. It's not necessary you use sage. Running water, thinking clear, your intention works just as well.
I guess we have to all decide, are crystals a life form of some kind? And do they like to get energy? Do they like to absorb energy? Do they like to be peaceful with you? And you know, when I was thinking about this, when we talk about crystals and absorbing, isn't that the same way with our pets? Our pets, do our pets keep absorbing our energy until all of a sudden it starts to, they can't process it any longer? And what does that do to them? So, many challenges, and if any of you are really interested in clearing your pets, there's a whole section on our website on how to clear animals. It's all free, and you can look at and see just how to do that. But basically, it's the same way as clearing leather belts or clearing energy. We can clear our pets the same way we can clear our crystals. And then I want to talk about a little bit about the most charged. This was a long time back in the 90s. I was in Glastonbury, and this woman brought her son in, a teenage son, and he had a leather coat on. And he had worn this leather coat, you know, for the last 3 or 4 years everywhere. He almost slept with it. And this coat actually vibrated. When he walked in, you could feel the vibration. It was like being hit by a wall of energy. So we did the same thing with the leather belts, but we just kept clearing and clearing until we got all the energy off the leather coat. But just think about it. You have a leather coat, you walk into a nightclub that's playing this kind of music and all these people going crazy, and does it pick up any of the vibration of it?
Even the clothes that you're wearing, if you go out to dinner, if you go out to a bar, if you go to a bowling alley, for goodness sakes, where people are having fun and drinking beer, that's all different types of energetics other than what you have going on in your home. Nothing is good or bad. We're not going to say, don't go to this place, don't go to that place. You know, you have your choices and you have free will, and you get to do what you choose. We're just suggesting that anything that's other than the vibration of a quiet or stillness or feeling good that you want to have in your own home, that you just not bring it home with you. That's all.
And now, this one's probably more expensive, but we have a way of making it reasonable. And that's if you had a mattress for some 10, 20 years, I don't know how long, and you've had other partners during the time you've had this mattress. And what you want to do is the mattress has picked up a little of the vibrations, I don't know how much, but what you can do is you can put your mattress in a sleeve.
Yeah, we've seen them, and we actually have them on all of the beds in our facility, so that all of the mattresses in our facility stay energetically clear no matter who comes here for any of our courses. It's a complete sleeve that the mattress slides down and zips all around. It's actually for hypoallergenic and dust mites, so it does twofold or threefold work. It keeps the energy clear from getting to the mattress and also helps keep out dust mites from the mattress to the person.
Now, these are really inexpensive at Walmart or some of these discount stores. So we really suggest you just, it is very inexpensive, and just see how your sleep is, okay? And as far as these old pillows, just get rid of them and find some pillow that is not so expensive that you can change maybe. Oh, I change my pillow about every 6 weeks, 2 months, I change it. Because I have that many different thoughts and feelings, and I think about things so much. I don't know what my pillow or my energetic picks up, so I want to keep it clear. So when I set my head on my pillow, there is nothing there but just my head, right? There's no other residual there.
And even in the between changing pillows, we keep a hypoallergenic pillow slip with a zipper, and then we use a pillowcase over that. So both of those can get washed periodically, and all of that helps the energy to stay restful. This is the most important part of your day, for you to be able to rest from what you've gone through during your regular day. And the reason that we say that is because your regular day is full of stressful events. Your regular day has different energetics that are involving with you now. And stress is so, it's important to pay attention to stress. Very important to pay attention to stress, and we have worked with some additional research that we have found about stress, and we want to be able to share quite a bit of information with you on that. We're going to begin that in our next segment, so make sure you stay tuned right here to The Way It Works on HealthyLife.net Radio, because we're going to keep talking about how you can keep yourself energetically healthy.
Now we're just going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to help your animal friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you, and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year at many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to talking about being energetically healthy. Now we'd like to talk about how stress in our life can really have a big effect on us.
Within our physical body and our energy body, there's a field of energy that extends out from our hearts. Now, researchers have found out that this field continually rotates so that when we experience love and gratitude and joy, the electromagnetic field of our heart opens and it fans out into our body, feeding our endocrine glands. Now, our endocrine glands are our immune system. Now, when we have charged emotions, energetically charged emotions like fear or guilt or anger, the field that electromagnetic field that was around our heart, it literally collapses onto itself and it pulls the energy out of our endocrine system. So in other words, our immune system begins to become compromised. Well, modern science has determined that our immune system, when we subject it to high intensity emotions or high intensity states of fear or guilt or anger, that it can be damaged within a matter of a short time, even days. And if we stay in a prolonged state of high emotions, then our immune system can be severely compromised.
And with our immune system, we can also say very close to our nervous system, because you can see most healers and most people come, their nervous system has frayed, their immune system is not what it should be, and they're starting to pick up different kinds of problems or challenges in their life.
See, we go through days and there's stress every day. I mean, that's all we hear anymore. Stress, 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 stress. I'm so stressed out. I can't do this. I can't do that. And our inability to handle stress, that's the primary factor in disease. And in the case of a chronic illness, it's the individual, not the disease, that needs to be healed. Because stress involves virtually every organ and every chemical that's in our human body. Just stress will affect everything and will then manifest all sorts of causes and effects in our body. It results when we resist our natural life force energy. See, what it begins with is emotion, then it goes to energy, and we give energy to stress. Stress causes disease. Disease can then feed a consciousness, which is a collective of all different types of emotions, like fear or anger or guilt or hatred, and that can lead to something as horrible as cancer. Anger and worry, when they're intense enough, they create stress, and that in turn leaves our bodies susceptible to disease.
Now let's talk about back when I was in business, I used to use stress to motivate me to do more. So in some cases, this could be with you so long that you don't know any different. You just, you're able to use it, but then pretty soon it overwhelms you or it becomes too much.
So stress is one factor. What about the intense emotional experiences that we get into? So we've all had an experience of being physically exhausted, I mean, where we just don't think we can do one thing more. Or even we've been so sick after an intense argument, or after we've been really traumatized, or maybe there's been a high emotion of fear. Any kind of negative emotion can cause a disturbance in our energy body, so our entire physical body gets sick. And that's because both the energy and the physical body has been drained of its prana, drained of its life force energy. We live in a really powerful, and yet it's unfortunately a potentially toxic time. This is what we're living in today.
And when we're talking about toxic, we're not talking about necessarily the environment, which we know is a certain amount of toxic. We're talking about
negative,
the emotional.
Toxic.
We're talking about the news. We're talking about what's going on around you, what's going on in your culture, what's going on in your religions. There's so many different emotions that are pulling on you, or other people that are pulling on you.
People live in fear often. People live in war. People live in survival. People live in absolute stress that becomes so negative that their body ends up beginning to become a roadmap of all of these emotional experiences, and we literally become our own experiences. So sometimes we're on the run. Sometimes we're always in a hurry. Sometimes we feel like there's never enough time. And that can also lead to the fast food, unhealthy diets. We never seem to have enough time to rest, enough time to even sleep. Our mind doesn't seem to be able to get quiet. So we don't have the proper functioning in our being. Our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual beings just literally feel like they're out of time so much of the day. And that type of living, that can play a lot of havoc on our psyche. And then we begin to say, okay, why me? Why this? Why now?
Now, many of our past shows, we've talked about the clearing techniques, and this can absolutely save your life. Okay, it's not a matter of, it can give you a choice other than the ones you have now. So you really want to go on our website and look at the clearing techniques, because it's really simple. If you could love yourself more than you've ever loved, your vibration would change. You would be not as reactive to the stress because you're feeling better about yourself. Does that sound logical? Yes, but it takes practice. And if you practice, 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 pretty soon you believe it. Here's a question. How many times do you have to love yourself before you believe it?
I mean, do you have to say it one time, 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times? We don't know. That's up to you. But also, the other part of that clearing technique is being in the moment. And the more you can practice being right in the moment, the more it will feel like that moment does have time for you, that you're not always running to catch up, that the moment is where your action is and it will be expansive. So on our homepage, there's a bar that's called Healing Techniques. If you click there, it's going to give you all sorts of techniques. And the one that we call the energetic clearing technique is the one that's also being in the moment. And it's going to tell you exactly how to do it. And all of those factors, being in the moment and clearing and loving yourself, is going to help you in your moment stay energetically healthy.
The other thing is, when you're feeling any time, and usually when we're tired, people tell me they never have time to do what they love. In fact, sometimes people don't even know what they love because they're so caught up in the dynamics of their life, there's no time to do. But anything, any kind of hobby, any kind of exercise, anything you like walking, riding a bike, anything you do, walking the dog, allows you to change your vibration out of the stress you're in. And remember, the lighter you get, the less reactive you are to the energy.
Your body has now become a roadmap of all of your emotional experiences. And you become your experiences, all of us do. So that path that we take is reflected in our physical bodies. And if you're not feeling real well, if there's havoc that's going on, if there's chaos, if there's stress in your life, these techniques can really help you stay energetically healthy. So in our next segment, we're going to continue giving you some more hints and give you some more information on remaining energetically clear and healthy.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a short break.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319 1-706-219-1319.
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, appliances, jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Today we've been talking about being energetically healthy. Then we're going to talk a little bit, well, we have been talking about stress and how to give you a space not to be so reactive.
We've also said stress is one of the most damaging things to our physical immune system, our body, our endocrine system. Stress within a matter of 4 days, high, intense energy, and this is proven by scientific research, within 4 days will give cellular damage in your body. Imagine that. If you are under high, intense emotions, which will cause stress on your immune system, within only 4 days you've damaged the cells in your body. So one of the things we want to help you do is get energetically clear, energetically healthy, help you remove some stress in your life. The clearing technique that we shared with you in the last segment, being in that moment will allow you time to breathe, time to center, time to get rid of some of the stress in that moment. Because you want to break the chain of having stress over and over and over and over and over again. Everything that's going on in the world today can sound pretty grim.
And one of the things we have found, what if your body actually told you that you were being stressed out, and you knew that if you continued to be stressed out, it would kill you? Would you stop whatever was happening to you at the time? And fortunately for me, that happened to me. Because fortunately for me, I was diagnosed in 1999 with lymphoma. And it was 4-stage. And so I had to come to an agreement with myself to bring this into quietness. But what happened is every time stress would happen, my lymph nodes would pulsate. What does that mean when your lymph nodes pulsate? That means cancer was reacting to the stress. So I had to decide what I had to eliminate. So if somebody in my life was causing me stress, I had to change it. Just think about that. Was that a blessing? No. But did it enable me to live 10 more years? Yes. But I had to make a decision that I couldn't allow myself to stay in that energy any longer. I had to remove myself.
See, it's our reaction to the situation that causes the stress. Okay? Everything around us is going to keep in its chaotic action. It's how we react to that that causes us to have stress in our body, that causes our cells to activate. Now, both Ken and I are cancer survivors. I had two different types of cancer back in the 80s. And both of us are very aware of what happens when you get that diagnosis, what happens to the individuals around you that actually causes you to even feel more stressful because you can't even think about your own dis-ease at that time. You have to be a certain way that with everybody pushing and pulling on you.
I think the hardest thing about this is the people who are closest to you. you know, we can finally handle the work situation, and we can put it in certain kind of ways, and we can put certain people in certain ways to where we're not stressed out. But the people who are closest to you, they're the most challenging, because what do you do when you get stressed out with a relationship or something not right or something not going the way you want to? It's really a challenge to find that inner balance with what's going on, and not to take on any of this ourselves, not to feel responsible, not to feel guilty, not to beat yourself up, not to make yourself feel bad. We got to be lighter about it.
So the way in which we move along our path is reflected directly in our bodies. Our bodies are, as we said earlier, the roadmap of all of our emotional experiences. So it sounds... Yeah, it sounds like this world is full of nothing but, you know, negativity, and there's a lot of stuff going on outside us, and we've got a lot of stress, and we'd all agree that life is not always easy. The psychic weight that we carry around on a regular basis, the weight of stress, the weight of emotion, the weight of energy that doesn't vibrate with us easily, causes us to carry around psychic weight. That psychic weight can have a lot of pressure on us. That psychic weight is also what's going to cause our immune system to break down, so that our emotional system breaks down, so that our physical body. So here's a question you can ask yourself right now. Okay, everything I'm going through in my life right now, and you can pick one thing or you can pick it as a conglomerate. How much psychic weight has this been on your body? And you get an answer in your head.
And what are you doing with it? How is it reacting to you? If you're wearing 100 pounds or you're wearing 25 pounds of emotional or psychic weight, what does it do to your physical body or your organs or your nervous system or your immune system? Does your immune system think it's not real? It's sensing that kind of pressure, and it reacts to it.
Now, the psychic weight or the emotional weight that you're carrying around, how many pounds of pressure has it been on your body? Well, you know, the average answer that we get to some of those questions when we're doing sessions, it is so surprising. It's so surprising to you. Well, maybe it wouldn't be surprising to you. But when we talk about our life being our roadmap of emotional experiences, that's exactly what it's doing. So what we're attempting to do is show you how you can be energetically healthy, even if you have other factors that may seem against you in your regular life, like your age or their different relationships or your financial situation or your family or your environment or where you're living. All of those things are factors that may attempt to work against you. There are so many negative, unhealthy energies that are present in our everyday life that our bodies are actually experiencing a chemical reaction. And that chemical reaction can come out in sadness or fear or rejection or feeling helpless or hopeless or moving into depression.
Now, what we want to do, because we have just a short amount of time left, we have written a new book here. It's How to Clear Yourself and Release Old Energy and Feel Better. And what we're going to do is we're going to make this book available to you so you can pick it up on the website. So we want to put a link to the website so you can find this book.
It's right on the homepage. If you go to our homepage right now, it's already there, Ken.
Okay. Where do they look for it?
On the homepage, it just says, Feeling Overwhelmed by the Energies of Life. It's right on our homepage, just that sentence, Feeling Overwhelmed by the Energies of Life. If you click there, it's going to bring up our newest little book, and it's called How to Clear Yourself, Release Old Energy, and Feel Free.
100 pages of information how to do that. So we're not leaving you here stuck. If you want to learn more about it and find ways of balancing yourself, this book really does go right to that card of that.
So we hope we've given you enough tools and enough tips and some reading and some help that you can also become energetically healthy. You can stay healthy in your own space. So thanks for being with us today. We'd like you to listen in every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time. We're going to be right here on HealthyLife.net radio. Everything you've heard on our show can also be found on our website, www.kenpage.com. And if you email us at office@kenpage, to the first 10 people to do so, we'll send you a free copy of The Way It Works, which is a technique book that gives you a lot of helpful hints.
Okay, this is Ken Page and Nancy Nestor. Many blessings.
Many blessings.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you're interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.